This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Orioles off today. They lost to the Diamondbacks 9-0 yesterday. They lost 2 of 3 to the Diamondbacks. Yet to win a series. Let's talk some Orioles and Major League Baseball as we head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Ryan Dempster, one of the hosts of Intentional Talk right there on MLB Network, which we have on in the studio right now, joins us now. Ryan, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with the Orioles, and this was a team that some thought was going to be a contender. It's early. Do you still think they're a contender?
Yes, I do. And you're right. It is early. We are 13 games into the season for them. You know, like, I think that when you look at their lineup up and down, they had some injuries early on. They have some injuries currently in their pitching staff. So there's things to get through, but I think that this is a division that's going to be really tough, and I think the Orioles are a player in this division.
Ryan, I think we all had, you know, measured expectations at best for the starting pitching staff, but this lineup, where the first half of last year was dynamite, the second half they fizzled out, and so far to begin this season, it's feast or famine. Are you still high on this offense?
Well, I mean, you know, the feast or famine thing, I think that you just run into good pitching and bad pitching at the course of the start of the season. I mean, look at the Yankees, you know, with the torpedo bats, and everyone's like, look at these bats, and then it cools off for a second. It all depends on who's out on the mound. And, you know, they've had moments, obviously, early on in the season, those games in Toronto, and, you know, Cedric Mullins is off to a terrific start, and you're just getting Gunnar back, like I said. Tyler O'Neill has had some big homers. So there's good things and positive signs. And that's all you can build on. And you just got to find a culture, and you got to find a meaning behind your team and just keep going forward each day and win games. Like, that's truthfully how it is. And they got guys in there who can swing the bat and score a lot of runs. So I think we'll be just fine.
Well, you mentioned the Yankees, and they certainly have come back down to earth from what they were doing, you know, the first two games in that Pirates series and before that to now. How much of a sort of risk do you think they took by thinking, you know, Goldschmidt and, you know, a couple other guys can fill some of the Soto
Bellinger
void? At the same time, they're dealing with the same kind of starting pitching injuries as the Orioles.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously you're reworking a few players on the offensive side, but, you know, injuries to your rotation hurt. They cause a lot. They disrupt injuries to anybody in your pitching staff, or to relievers. It's unfortunate. I've done both. When you lose a good starting pitcher, it really can have huge ramifications. I mean, if you don't have the depth in your minor league system, if you don't have somebody who can step in there, who's going to eat up the innings out of the bullpen that need to be picked up? And do guys respond by going out there and going deeper into ball games, or do they try to do too much? Like, there's a lot of questions to be answered. And I think that's the bigger underlying issue for both of the teams, is just holes in the starting rotation. Like, you know, for the Yankees, you lose Garrett Cole. That's massive. You know, for the Orioles, they lose Corbin Burns. That's huge. And like, Charlie Morton is a very good big league pitcher and has been for a long time, but he's not Corbin Burns, at least not anymore. And, you know, that's the reality when you lose guys like that. It takes a lot of guys to fill in.
We're talking with Ryan Dempster. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. So, again, early, have to preface, but do you have an overwhelming favorite in the AL East right now? Because everybody's sort of in the same spot.
No, I don't think anybody jumps out at me like, you know, like you have in some other divisions where you're like, wow, that team's really good. I think they're very good. I think there's excitement in Toronto because they re-signed Vladdy Guerrero, and that takes that cloud away and excites the fans and it excites your ballpark every day. And Vladdy plays with a bigger smile on his face, and they got, you know, a good lineup as well. And they got a former Oriole in Santander, and then they go, their pitching staff is really good, and they mix and match in the bullpen well. So, you know, I look at them, and Boston upgraded in a big way.
Yeah.
You know, and once you got through these struggles that Rafi Devers had at the beginning of the year where he thought he was swinging blindfolded, you know, and all of a sudden he's squaring it up now. And it just – sometimes it just takes a little bit. But I don't see an overwhelming favorite in the division. I don't look at one team and go, they're the team. Nobody's going to beat them. I just don't see that happen. I think it's going to be very well balanced.
Let's get to the AL Central. The Tigers, they were sellers at the trade deadline last year and then went on a tear to make the playoffs, and now they're off to a strong start. Spencer Torkelson off to a strong start. Would it surprise you if they ended up winning that division?
No, it wouldn't, because, you know, they got good pitching, they got a good bullpen, they got an ace in Tarik Skubal. Like, you don't have a lot of five-game losing streaks ever, because you got a guy like that who's going to end them, and he keeps winning streaks going. And then you mentioned like guys like Spencer Torkelson. Here's a former number one overall pick, and this guy, you know, was the big home run hitter. And sometimes you just get there in your own path in your own time. It seems like he made some adjustments this off season, and you know, you got other guys like Malloy, and you got, you know, Riley Green, who's turning into a young stud of a ball player, and just kind of all around Colt Keith in the infield, Trey Sweeney. You got young, talented players, and when you have that, when you look at a lot of the teams, the young, talented position players with, you know, some studs in your rotation, they're going to surprise nobody this year, especially after the way they finished last year.
It looked to me like the Houston Astros started to sort of look a little wobbly and look a little more vulnerable or punch drunk than I'd seen before last year. They weren't as good at home. They started having longer losing streaks than we're accustomed to. And they've kind of picked back up there, and they've had injuries to the pitching staff. And Kyle Tucker is doing animal stuff with the Cubs, and boy, they could really use him in Houston right now. Is there a part of you that wonders if we've seen the best of this iteration of the Astros, and that there might be a little bit more tearing down to come there before they build it back up?
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's a good question. It's hard to ever like wonder what a team like that is doing with the success they've had, you know, in the last 8 years, right? They've just been there every year and going to the World Series and going deep in the playoffs and winning, you know, World Series, and then come, you know, through all the judgment, doing it again. And they were loaded. And then a lot of those guys started to go to other places, and then their starting pitchers started to get a little bit older, or, you know, battled their own injuries. Guys like McCullers and JV's gone, and Framber, who when healthy is as good as anybody in this league, especially with that breaking ball. So yeah, there's just, you start to see when you're successful, what ends up happening, right? You end up getting the 20 through the 30th round draft pick instead of the 1 through 10, the elite talents of the draft. And that when you do that for that many years in a row, and you're missing out on those top 20 new prospects. And so it comes down to international signings and what can you do? What kind of trades can you make? And I think you're going to see a little tiny bit of a reset. I would be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they missed the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. Some teams in that division, especially the Rangers, are really good. I think the Angels are better, and I think the A's are better too.
Ryan, we were going to talk about the Angels earlier in the show, and then it got cut. But live radio things happen sometimes. So I am curious: are you buying these Angels? They just beat down the Rays again today. Mike Trout has homered, I think, in 3 or 4 straight games. I was not familiar with Karen Paris until about a week or so ago, and he's hitting and running. Are you buying these guys?
Yeah, there's something different going on there. I don't know. You finally got past the Ohtani being gone. You know that lingering hangover effect after the Pujols being gone, after that, you know, and you had Trout and Pujols, then it was Trout and Ohtani, and it just wasn't working. And sometimes having two superstars is tough, because let's face it, when Mike Trout is, the only issue is being on the field. It's not when he's on the field. When he's on the field, he rakes. So it's just being healthy and being out there. And then, you know, surprise guys like Logan Ohapi, man, this kid, man, is a stud behind the dish. Like, teams must be just so jealous to see a young athletic catcher, because that can catch, and then on top of it, he's hitting the cover off the baseball too. And you know, you got some role players who are playing well right now. There's not that big thumper, that the protection for Trout, but there are guys who are chipping in, like Jorge Soler. Look at his career. Multiple World Series, a guy who's hit in big situations, so that's great protection to have. And Taylor Ward and Rengifo and these players. So yeah, I just think that in that division, I think that division's gettable, and I think the Angels are going to do the fundamental things. Ron Washington is very good at harping on that in a great way to make sure that it's so important and it's done, the base running, the defense, and those kind of things. So I like them a lot more than I have in the past few years. I know that.
Ryan Dempster, this was great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely. Thank you. To be with you guys. Yep. Okay.
You can catch Ryan weekday afternoons with Kevin Millar and Sierra Santos. Intentional Talk on MLB Network. We have,
it's a fixture here on the studios.
Yeah, we always have that on. Coming up next, we will get the text of the day. We have a poll to get you updated on there, Bone. We'll preview tomorrow's show and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 6 here on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.